Access is everything. Hi, everybody. This is Bill Zedaitz inviting you to become a member of CMG Premium. CMG Premium provides you with an upgraded level of knowledge, research, data, analysis, and much more. With VIP content curated from all of our industry verticals, you'll have more access with CMG Premium. Start your 45-day free trial by visiting autoremarketing.com and click on the green tab labeled Members. That's the green tab labeled Members at autoremarketing.com. Have access to more with CMG Premium. And hello again, everybody. Welcome back into the Auto Remarketing Podcast. My name is Bill Zedaitz. So glad to have you along with us as we continue our conversation with industry executives talking about, the second quarter that we've all just come through. And like many of you, many of our listeners out there, everyone's looking forward to the third quarter. And in July, as we kick that off, we're recording our podcast today on July 2nd, and really glad to have with us today two executives from Copart. We have Joker Vidal, who's the Senior Director of Sales. He oversees Copart's non-insurance division, including rental, finance, fleet, and also Michelle Hoffman. Michelle's the Vice President, Head of Marketing at Copart. So Joker, Michelle, glad to have you guys on board.
Good to be here.
Yeah, excited. Thank you.
Well, again, it's a pleasure for us to have you. I've mentioned it on a few of our other podcasts, but our auto remarketing podcast this year is already up to around 35,000 listens. So we're excited about that.
Wow.
to have an opportunity to spend a few minutes with you all. I think that in everyone's mind, there's a little bit of, man, you know, how has Copart and its team members kind of survived the second quarter, the COVID-19. Of course, we're still dealing with it in many aspects. But Michelle, we'll start with you. Joker, we'll have you follow up. Give us a high level view of how your teams have kind of progressed over the last 3 or 4 months, and what is Copart thinking about as you move into the third quarter.
Yeah, you know, when COVID came about, I mean, I think it really required a shift in many respects to this kind of online platform for a lot of people in the industry. Luckily for Copart, we've been online for a long time. So, we were prepared for this. There have been changes, and I think in a good way as well. We are constantly in communication with our buyer base, you know, understanding what their needs are, communicating with them about some of the government programs that are available to them, and making sure that they're able to continue with, you know, their jobs on a regular basis with the support of Copart. So I think, you know, we have continued to evolve and have shifted a little bit, but we're here and we're out there supporting the industry.
For sure. And Joker, from your side, I bet it's been interesting because just reading your bio, I mean, you've been in regional markets, Miami and otherwise, and made your way up the chain of command, so to speak. Congratulations on that. What have you seen from the sales side?
Yeah, no, thank you. Great opportunities for Copart because of what Michelle just said, right? We've been in this with this platform, our technology, for 17 years. With our online platform. So our buyers and sellers have that base that they were used to. And we were able to reach out to sellers, to other consigners in the rental, finance, and fleet that in the past have not really made the move to Copart. They were using the older platforms of live in-person sales. And this, as the market and the industry shifted over to a virtual platform, which was already happening prior to COVID, the industry had already announced that was the way of the future. Again, of course, we were doing it for 17 years. It forced a lot of these companies to give us a try, right? We were able to remain open. Our operations were open through our a designation of being an essential business. The fact that we're picking up cars all over the country, keeping the roads safe, Vehicles are these collision vehicles. If it were not for Copart picking these vehicles up, make it a little difficult for emergency personnel, police officers to be on the streets. So the fact that we have that designation, we were able to remain open, of course, doing it in a very safely way for our employees. But ultimately, it did create opportunities for us with sellers that came on over, tried our platform, and they were very pleasantly surprised with what the results they saw, and we were happy to show them those results.
Yoker, just to follow up on that, I mean, what were some of the big strategic moves made over the last 3 or 4 months just to maintain? You mentioned, you know, the ability to get out and pick up those cars, whatever that may be. But what other strategic moves were important in that second quarter just to maintain the industry buying and selling vehicles and keeping that wholesale channel open?
Well, no, absolutely. That's a great question. So for the last year and a half, we have been aggressively building relationships and pursuing these, what we call prospects, right? Folks that really have never sold through Copart. That really laid the foundation for COVID. Of course, we had no idea that COVID was coming. Things aligned for us. Michelle and her marketing team, about 3 or 4 months prior to COVID, were aggressively, and I'll let her talk more about that, were aggressively pursuing a different type of buyer base for the non-insurance segment. But for us, prior to COVID, we were just aggressively building these relationships. So when COVID hit, we were able to reach out and build on that foundation. But from a business standpoint, from the way that we operate business, Copart was really built for times like these. Our technology did not have to change. Our operations did not have to change, of course, other than guidelines for keeping our employees safe. Of course, we made those changes internally in our operations and our offices, and we're still complying with that. That's still a major priority of ours. But from a business standpoint, there really wasn't much change, and that's because we've been doing this for 17 years. Our current sellers and buyer base have been doing this for years and years. So they have we've built up a certain level of confidence and trust with both our sellers and our buyers, we were able to navigate these tough times.
And Michelle, kind of carrying off of what Yoker had mentioned there, your efforts to, I'm guessing you would say, kind of grow the business into a zone in the non-insurance type customer, which may have traditionally been how people had seen Copart. That's interesting. Love to hear more about that, because I think that certainly within the audience that we're going to have, there are a lot of other large companies that are also out there looking to do the same types of things. So just interested to hear your thought process on that and your goals as you kind of move in that direction.
Yeah, you know, we have a very solid buyer base. We've been around for nearly 40 years at Copart, and we have this base of buyers because we've built trust with them about our products and services, and dabbling in the beginning a little bit more on these other new types of vehicles. We really built off of the foundation that we had set with our current buyer base. Most recently, we have started to see some really great traction and some great relationships with a different type of buyer base. And it was something that we've been building on for probably now, a year or more. And some of the tactics we're using can be used by, anybody in the industry. It's things like, personal phone calls. We're still in a state where it's important to reach out and understand the needs and the wants of the buyer base and to let them know, how we can help solve for some of those needs that they have. And so personal phone calls, emails, surveys, you know, understanding, especially during COVID, you know, once we started to experience COVID, we wanted to better understand their changing business needs, not just their, you know, their past business needs. And so how could we be a part of that solution for them? And then, of course, you know, there's other ways of engagement and things like traditional marketing through channels like yours and, you know, other ways that we can reach them through those digital traditional kind of industry channels.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I understand that. And I think it's, you know, for the industry, that common thread for success is that relationship with your buyer base. It's those dealers that are, you know, searching for inventory that fits their stores, whether they're an independent store or franchise store, whether they're a wholesale corporate buyer, whatever that may be, the dealers at the end of the day have got to be able to feel confident, and they have to feel comfortable with the buying process through Copart or any other partners that, that they may be using. Now, part of the, you know, I guess some of the feedback that we've heard from dealers, obviously, is that wholesale prices are really strong right now. And that makes it, you know, from their perspective, they're not quite, you know, seeing, you know, the opportunity in some of the vehicles that they may have in the past. But what are dealers sharing with you in terms of where they are right now? Are there particular markets that seem to be performing better than others? What are you hearing back from your dealer customers?
You know, I can definitely take a, you know, I'll let you know from the marketing perspective. Maybe Yoker also has some additional information. From my perspective, what we're hearing from our dealers is that, you know, they're looking for solutions that have a variety of inventory with, you know, competitive pricing, of course. You know, you mentioned, you know, the supply and the demand is a little off right now. You know, there's definitely that demand that's there. And I think ultimately it's going to come down to the relationships that we're building and the solutions that we're able to provide, you know, the ease and the convenience of being able to buy a car in our platform and then to pick it up and get it to the final destination as quickly as possible. What we're hearing is they're just looking for partners right now. I think our dealer base in the United States is really strong. We're continuing to grow that base. We have a whole division within Copart that works hand in hand, called Copart Dealer Services. They work very much hand in hand with our dealer base. They're on the phone with them almost every day, again, trying to understand those needs. And I would say even beyond the United States, we still see a strong showing in our international dealer base as well. You know, there is still business going on around the world, and they're looking at Copart and the United States for some of those types of solutions. But overall, I've heard very positive feedback. I don't know, Yoker, if you have anything you've heard.
Yeah, no, much of the same. I know that in the midst of COVID, of course, we're still dealing with it, right? But we did send out customer surveys, and the feedback that we got was extremely positive. First, they were appreciative that we were able to remain open. Sales were continuing to happen. So inventory was able to continue to flow to buyers. We got feedback that the communication that we've had throughout the beginning of COVID and still to today has been very effective. Again, because we didn't really have to change how we do business from a selling standpoint using our online auctions, the customers welcomed that lack of no change, which they were experiencing in others within the industry. With us, it was constant. So we got great feedback on the fact that we were able to be open, continue to service them, continue to process titles, continue to take care of any pending items prior to COVID, and then continue communication. We were heavy on communication, specifically with our buyers, and they let us know that they appreciated that.
Now, Yoker, I know your role is in the non-insurance division. You're focusing on customers, whether they be in the rental, the finance, the fleet. Talk to me a bit about that and some of your efforts in that respect.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So We've been growing the, so for 40 years we've always sold non-insurance units, so it's not new to Copart, but for the last, I would say, 2 years, especially the last year, it's really been a major focus of Copart to grow that segment. So we were aggressively pursuing these customers and building relationships. Ultimately, it is a relationship business. You have to have the right technology and the right product, which we believe we do, but the relationship is just that important. So we were able to work with these partners in the rental, fleet, and finance, and really provide a solution to a major issue that they were having. For example, the rental industry got hit as hard as any other industry. They were down about 90% of their business was down. This created very challenging issues for them, because now they're 90% of their fleet was parked. What represented another challenge for them was the fact that not only did they have 90% of their fleet parked, but they also had incoming new inventory that had already been pre-ordered, and they were taking delivery of all these new units. So when everyone else was closed, we were able to continue and take in these units and help that industry, not only with just with storage, but primarily sell these vehicles. And again, in many cases, it's vehicles that they were probably not comfortable yet giving to Copart, but they soon found out that we were an excellent option for the less damage, even to no damage vehicles. So that created that opportunity for us. It gave them another solution that otherwise they were maybe more hesitant to try out. So the crisis did push them a little bit, and we were able to execute. We were able to show them that. So it did create those opportunities. Of course, we were and continue to be very sensitive to the biggest issue going on right now, which is the COVID. And as we, handle those relationships and as we continue communication, our priority was always to make sure that everybody was safe, both on our side and their side. And we provided that feedback. I would say that it created opportunities for us, which is great. It just gave that industry that push out of necessity, primarily because of a lack of space that they all had because of those two reasons that I spoke about.
You are listening to the voice of Yoker Vidal. He's a senior director of sales at Copart. My name's Bill Zadice. Glad to have you with us on the Auto Remarketing Podcast with us today. We also have Michelle Hoffman with us from Copart. Michelle, the VP and head of marketing with Copart. And Michelle, I'll turn this one to you. This space, this remarketing space, you know, there are so many companies that are going all in on the digital component, large companies that have been entrenched in the remarketing industry for a long time, a lot of new companies, technology companies, digital companies coming into the market. In your mind, and I know you've had a good perspective on the industry for a while, how is the remarketing industry changing? How has it changed in your mind over the last 90 days?
Wow. I mean, it's crazy to think about where we were as an industry, you know, being at some of our industry conferences, you know, barely 6 months ago, and how far we've come just in that short time frame. Like you said, the last 90 days, I think, has really pushed, companies in our space and many other spaces to, you know, become digital. If they weren't already, if it wasn't already on their roadmap, it kind of pushed them over the finish line to say, hey, you know, this is kind of the way it's going to be moving forward. So I think in some respects, you know, it actually is going to be very beneficial for the industry. Buyers are now online, and that's where they have been. I think that it is changing the behaviors. You know, some of those online transactions, you know, those online transactions have been there. Individual personal transactions have been occurring for decades. And I think you've seen now that shift. And, you know, are the days gone where we're going to be meeting with our clients and our businesses in person? No, I don't think they're completely gone. But in terms of the day-to-day operation and business, I think, you know, as you know, everything has shifted to that digital space. You know, Copart has been doing this, like Yoker said, for 17 years. So we're built for this. We're equipped to move forward with this. And I think what you're going to start seeing more is more and more communication online. You're going to see more Zoom calls. You're going to see, you know, more integration with social media. You're going to see more integration with our online marketing trade partners to ensure that, you know, we're communicating with those potential buyers and getting them the information that they need. So yeah, I mean, it's crazy, right? Think about how far we've come in such a short period of time.
Really is. It really is. I appreciate that. And with just a few minutes left, and again, I want to thank you both, Yoker and Michelle, for joining us on the podcast today. I do want to give you an opportunity just for some closing thoughts, whether they be related to the market, related to, you know, your view of maybe what the third and fourth quarter have ahead for us, whatever that may be. So we'll start with Yoker, and Michelle, we'll let you have the final word on the podcast today. But yeah, just a minute or two, just to wrap up your thoughts.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And thank you for having us on. It's been our true pleasure for sure to share this time with you. I am very positive about the industry and where it's going. Like Michelle just said, it did force the industry to change. Ultimately, I think that's good for the industry. I think it's great for Copart. The reason that our technology we feel is definitely ahead of the game is because for the last 17 years, it's been something that we've built based on feedback from buyers and our sellers. And that's something that takes time, right? So we're excited about that. So at this moment in time, Copart's focus is our sellers and our buyers and what we can do for them. It doesn't necessarily, we don't really have the issue of trying to figure out our technology. Of course, we continue to enhance it based on feedback that we get. But what we're excited about is that we can really focus on providing great service, because it's not worrying about our technology is something we don't really have to worry about right now. Not having to worry about teaching our buyers how to do business with Copart is not really something we have to worry about. And same thing with our sellers. So we're excited about that. I believe that when COVID hit, we were already way ahead of the game as far as technology and what we can do. I think on the other side of COVID, from a business standpoint, while others are still trying to figure out, and they at some point they'll figure out some of the technology, but I think we're just our focus is somewhere else. Our focus is how do we the next 10 years. So with that, I'll pass it over to Michelle. But really excited about all the opportunities and our existing partnerships and other new partnerships that we've been able to build, especially in the last 30 to 60 days.
Michelle.
Yeah. So, the last thing that I'd love to just, you know, again, reiterate is that technology is going to continue to evolve and grow drastically over the next, you know, several months. I mean, at the Copart level, you know, we are cranking out new technology. We launched a new program called Virtual Queue, and we did it in as little as, you know, 3 or 4 days. It was something that we moved quickly. And what Virtual Queue does is it actually gives those that visit one of our locations, our facilities, the chance to scan a barcode and get your place in line so that you don't actually even have to come into our location until it's your turn to interact with one of our team members. That's just one example of technology kind of really leapfrogging. And there's many, many more. I mean, app downloads right now, I'm sure across the industry, you know, if you have an app, is probably starting to go up drastically because people are shifting to digital. So we're seeing, you know, 100%, 200%, 300% growth in some of these areas with things like app downloads or registrations even. And so I think that you're going to see real strong growth in our industry. You're going to see real strong and positive things at Copart, both domestically and internationally. And I think overall, our industry is poised for success. So I'm looking forward to what's to come.
Great. Great. That is Michelle Hoffman. She's the Vice President, Head of Marketing at Copart. Also joining us today, Yoker Vidal, Senior Director of Sales. He oversees Copart's non-insurance division, including the rental, finance, fleet from that side. Michelle, Yoker, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you so much for having us.
Enjoyed it. Enjoyed it. Once again, thank you for joining us today on the Auto Remarketing Podcast. Always glad to have you along with us. Stay tuned to the podcast channel as we bring you more interviews with executives throughout the remarketing and the used car industry. Again, we appreciate you being with us today. My name's Bill Zedites. We'll see you right here next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.
Access is everything. Hi, everybody. This is Bill Zedites inviting you to become a member of CMG Premium. CMG Premium provides you with an upgraded level of knowledge, research, data, analysis, and much more. With VIP content curated from all of our industry verticals, you'll have more access with CMG Premium. Start your 45-day free trial by visiting autoremarketing.com and click on the green tab labeled Members. That's the green tab labeled Members at autoremarketing.com. Have access to more with CMG Premium.